You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 452. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. I can give you 452 reasons to join the Drone You community and be an awesome pilot, an advocate for safety and responsibility, and so many other things. But I'm not going to go into that. If you want to learn more, go to droneulive.com. Because today we're going to get right into the question. There's not going to be any time to skip around and BS or go down a rabbit hole. We're going right into the question.
Right into the question.
Yeah.
Is that like my cue?
That's your cue.
Hi, guys. Marianne here from Alberta, Canada. I'm starting up a small drone service business called outofthebluimagery.com. I was out today filming for my demo reel and ran into a problem. There was a deep, narrow valley that I flew along and wanted to do a reveal over the top of the west wall to show the Rockies. Just as I almost reached the top of the wall, I maxed out on my legal altitude and couldn't get my shot. Would I be allowed to increase my altitude, seeing as the ground in the area would be equal to the top of that wall? It would be very difficult for me to access the land above the valley, as that's all private land and everything in the valley is a park. So my question is, am I allowed to adjust the altitude for the lay of the land? Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the great work. Take care.
I love hearing more and more questions coming in from around the world, but also more and more female pilots. I think it's just awesome.
It is awesome. Awesome. And we've got a few DroneU members that are females, which, it's awesome. We love to get their perspective and to see that they're kicking this industry in the butt as well.
There's a lot of female pilots, too, from Albuquerque. There's this girl my age. Her name's Riley Liu. She lives, I think she's now in Oklahoma, but she's an actual pilot and is becoming a CFI.
Really?
So yeah, there are some awesome female aviators out there, and it's good to see. It's
empowering. We've actually, it is. I'm sorry to cut you off there. We've got somebody coming in. Buffy is coming in a couple of weeks to do a little training, and she's a helicopter pilot, EMS.
Awesome.
Which is very cool. So
very cool.
It's going to be fun to meet her.
Definitely is. To answer this question, it's very simple. You are allowed to fly 400 feet AGL, which means above ground level, which means it could be 400 feet above ground level of that hill, above that little mountain you're flying over, whatever, but it is 400 feet above ground level. So if you're going up to fly over a little hill and you go up the hill, you've got 400 feet above that hill.
So that essentially, if you're going up a hill, for example, or let's just say something that's tiered because of the visual, that AGL is adjusting every time you go
because
over
it is
a new
above ground level. Yes.
So it does not matter where you take off from.
No. Remember, you got to keep the drone visual line of sight. So you've got kind of this like half mile max kind of radius from that area. So, you know, it can go up, but, you know, you can't go out multiple miles and then go 400 feet up because there's this little mountain that you want to get over and get this sweet shot. And it's 400 feet AGL. But to give you an example, here in Albuquerque, if you fly at the valley floor to 400 feet, you're going to be at about 5,600 feet MSL, mean sea level. Now, if you go to the top of the Sandias, you're going to be at about 11,600 feet mean sea level, but you can go 400 feet above ground level. So if you take off up there, 400 feet. Now, here's why I'm saying this. If you tried to take off from the valley floor and fly all the way to the top and then go 400 feet above that, it simply wouldn't work because your lateral distance is going to be further than your visual line of sight.
But you could take off from the bottom of the mountain as long as you could see your bird above the mountain.
You wouldn't be able to, though. It's just the horizontal distance is too great.
It's going
to
be too great. Yeah. Okay, but the point is, as long as you can see it, then you can adjust your
AGL.
Which
is, again, about, you know, if you got 2015 vision, you're talking 2,100 feet that you're going to be able to see that thing, and it's going to be a dot in the sky at that point.
Right.
So for her example, yes, she can go to 400 feet above that little hill that she's trying to fly up. And yes, she can extend her maximum altitude. Here's the beautiful thing. DJI has already thought about this.
Okay.
The new Mavic Pro has this built into the software.
Nice.
So if it sees that you're steadily going up a hill, it's going to automatically raise your maximum altitude.
Is that right?
That's correct.
So I would think maybe in a firmware update that would happen on the other ones?
Yeah, I would imagine that as well.
Yeah,
so,
but it hasn't yet.
Not to my knowledge.
So how would she make that adjustment then?
She just goes into her settings and adjusts max altitude. It's in meters, and she can adjust it to say, let's say that the hill is 300 feet above her, and she wants to go 400 feet higher than that, so 700 feet divided by 3, because it's in meters. That's your
right.
answer.
Okay.
So if you'd like, I can pull my Siri out and get the answer for you.
That's okay. I don't think we need that kind of detail.
All right.
She didn't ask that.
I don't think so either. Anyway, that was a great question, though. And if you have a good question, go to askadroneu.com. But if this question gave you some insight, gave you some value, some information you didn't know, don't you think it would help someone else out? If you cared, would you share? Because I think you do care. So would you share for me? No matter where you share it, it definitely helps out. If you also leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, if we answered your question, we would greatly, greatly appreciate you leave us a review, even if you hate us. No, don't do that. If you hate us, just write us an email.
Hopefully they don't, but we do take all advice. We'll listen to folks, and we want to know what you think. So we definitely don't discourage anybody from writing in.
No, we don't. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.